Welcome to an evening walk with Rocky and myself. And to my disgust, when I opened the door of the house, I found it was raining. So I very nearly turned around and went back in. And this little fella seems to be reluctant to move along at his usual pace. But yeah, it's evening time. I've been stuck in front of the TV watching Top Gun. Not sure what aspect of my virility that was gonna do any good for, but certainly it feels good to get out. And to be truthful, the other reason that it feels good to get out is that I've stopped coughing. And this is a bit like me starting off the new year properly today. Because, anyway, I daren't feel sorry for myself. Poor old Mark Rock was sounding dreadful earlier today. So I do hope he's feeling a little bit better. So here we are, a little bit of water tapping on the head. Got a cracked screen on my iPhone, so I hope water isn't going to leak in that way. And we're heading for the far wall. Yeah, we've gone through a wall. I feel I've come through a wall recently. Everything's very mild and damp and usual, as opposed to the more extreme weathers we've been having recently. So, dog walking. You know, some of the people I admire a lot on social media, especially Christian Payne, walks a dog. There must be something to be said for it, you know. I hope you listen to Christian Payne's reflections on how he got into being, doesn't call himself a journalist, calls himself a blogger. But I hope you did pick that one up. It's a favourite, or is that what it's called? A featured. It's a featured boo on Audio Boo, so don't miss it. So anyway, here we are. I'm actually feeling a great fund of positivity. Not of an intellectual sort, of a kind of physical sort, because that's just the trivial ending of the last call of the cold. The chest is in good nick. The legs are feeling energetic. So, is the new year really starting tomorrow morning for you? Are you actually writing off the first few days of the year as a hangover and regarding tomorrow morning as the real start? That lovely lady telling tales who went to Toronto is certainly starting her day off tomorrow in London. And if I didn't have such a bad memory, I'd be able to remember one or two other people who have been mentioning tomorrow as the start of the year. Yeah, there we are. Every day is a new start, isn't it, of course, you know. And I suppose this is every moment, every second is a new start. So all these things are conventions, startings, endings, whatever you like. Every moment now is what exists and what matters. So, so there's no start, is there, really? There's no such thing as a start. No such thing as an ending. There's only a now. And the now we've reached is some bins which are blocking my way on the footpath, and we're just getting to the end of the world, end of the estate. Will Rocky pee? Yes, he will. He's raising the leg. He's marking the wall. Yes, he's done it. He's done it. We got a splash. One of these, what do you call it? Not Jasper Carrot. One of those great paintings that I saw in Rusk in 1967 in Dublin. That great occasion which changed my perception of modern art, where you could get splashes of colour on canvas without any intention behind them, other than to create shape. Anyway, that's another story. I have actually been working on a PhD, and not my own, but my sister's. I've been having a look at it and doing a little copy editing. So that's been of interest. That's what made me think of art. And we're walking back now, and you know, I don't go for a long walk, but I do feel as if I get a lot of benefit out of it, and it's now starting to piss more heavily. It's now starting to come down on top of me. Of course, if I now catch pneumonia as a result of a fit of enthusiasm, you can all have a laugh. So, evening time, speckles of rain dribbling down my glasses, mingling with the probably streaks of fat that have been lodged on the glasses, because I've been roasting ham this evening. Yep. Here's let's do a nice topic. Let's talk about a mixture of sugar, black brown sugar, and honey, and port, and whiskey, and cinnamon. That's what I did. Mixed all those things up into some black concoction, and then pasted it onto the ham that had been boiled away at a very low boil for a very long time. Put the thing in the oven for 20 minutes, and it's actually very tasty now. Took me so long to prepare it that I missed dinner time, so none of it got eaten when it was meant to be eaten. Nice bit of disorganisation, really. So there we are. That's 7 minutes. My God, if you listen this long, you're a glutton. I know, no, it is lovely to be out here with you. And I wish you a great night. I wish you a great night. And thanks very much for listening, if you've listened. And even if you haven't listened, thank you very much for just being there, you know. We just all are beings in space. Yeah, there we are. Bye-bye.